All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, 97.1. Well, we've got to jump right in, and I think you know the subject matter. My take may be slightly different. Just a bombshell earlier, accusations and allegations against interim MSU President John Engler. How do we want to do this here? Do we put the audio out first before I get on a roll? Let's do that, okay? Earlier today, Kaylee, and I want to get the last name correct. Is it Lorenz?
Yes.
Okay. Kaylee Lorenz, who's a Nassar survivor, spoke at the MSU Board of Trustees meeting today and accused John Engler of offering her a payout to settle her civil suit, as she is in litigation with the university, without her lawyer present. Mike, I know you have the audio. Play what you got, and then let's discuss.
He explained all the new things they've implemented, which sounded promising, but said working together couldn't occur until the civil suits are settled. Mr. Engler then looked directly at me and asked, right now, if I wrote you a check for $250,000, would you take it? When I explained that it's not about the money for me and that I just want to help, he said, well, give me a number. He also said that he had met with Rachel Denhollander and that she gave him a number. I felt like I was being bullied into saying something and that if Rachel gave him a settlement amount, it was okay for me to do it too. Carol Viventi said, well, you're in civil litigation, aren't you? That's what a civil case is about, money. Since then, I've spoken to Rachel and asked her about that meeting, but it turns out that Rachel has never met with Mr. Engler and more specifically never gave you a dollar amount. He then proceeded to attack my attorneys, who had no idea that this meeting was taking place. President Engler then tried to back up his statement, saying,
"Well, your time is up." Thank you very much.
Okay, so that's the audio from the MSU Board of Trustees meeting today. MSU spokesperson Emily Grant, who was in the meeting with Engler, said her interpretation had been Engler wasn't offering a settlement, but engaging in a, quote, philosophical discussion about what amount would be appropriate. All right, well, which way do we want to go with this? Because I think we do forget there are two directions we can go. We can assume everything said is true, and we can avoid looking at the other side. That's one way to go. I have no reason to not believe this young lady other than this. I find it absolutely, utterly, mind-numbingly absurd if a former lawyer and a former governor and an interim president who is meeting with all Nassar survivors, who knows the entire world's eyes are upon him, and who an army of lawyers are surrounding, would be this absolutely stupid to without a lawyer present. Is the term bribe? Is the term off-color settlement? It's insanity. That is the only thing that gives me pause. And I understand where we are in society now. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Accusations equal truth, guilty. Fine. But I am sorry. My job's to be honest with you. A, if this is true, my school is irredeemable. Like, this would represent my endpoint, where the leadership at MSU is so flawed, so inept, so absurd that there's nothing left, honestly. I guess I'll phrase it as a question to you, the people. I don't know another way to go with it. But does anyone else on surface hear this? And the only pause has nothing to do with the young lady. It's this accusation, if true, would make John Engler the dumbest human being to walk the face of the earth. You are a former lawyer. You are in civil litigation with the young woman sitting across from you. Her parent is in the room. An MSU spokesperson is in the room. If this really went down the way she is accusing or alleging it went down, John Engler is a moron. And before I make that determination, I would like to at least hear the other side. Maybe. Is that an insane way of viewing this currently? I'm willing to be called insane, but I've said to you from the start, when the lawsuit came down Monday, let me hear the other side. Not going to automatically rush to judge. Then MSU released an incredibly strong statement, a statement that they now have walked back some because of the outrage about how they are bullying a victim. Well, I viewed it as victim alleges XYZ. MSU says, nope, nope, nope. Response? Well, how could you do that to me? I'm sorry. I thought MSU responded strongly. And there are people in the legal community who do believe that. But this, in front of a room full of cameras, audible gasps. This was remarkable accusations. And I'm sorry that I'm automatically not going to just jump. The easiest way to do this is, if these are true, this is the worst place on earth and we could fill the phone lines. I'm fine with that. But easy is not really my thing. Make no mistake, I am in no way sitting here trying to discredit anyone, but I don't believe it's wrong to take a pause and ask a question. That when an accusation is so damning and an accusation is so stunning, is it wrong that I look at it and I go, my God, how could John Engler be this dumb, this tone deaf? This just is idiotic, the term. That's the only thing that gives me pause. That's how bad this could be. Let me throw the number out. I want to see where people are at with this. And I heard Doug and Scott, and everyone has a right to go whatever direction they want. Scott wants Engler to resign now. I'm not going there yet. I would like to hear another version of events, if there is another version. But my God. Look, guys, trying to have a discussion here. I know that's not popular. I know people are, you're supposed to just go down the snowball routine, outrage builds, and you just burn people at the stake. This is such a stunning piece of audio, such a damning accusation. And again, you have someone in civil litigation against the university. The idea that Engler would try to settle without a lawyer in the room. It is, I mean, my God. It's the level of shock to me that gives me pause. And here's the other thing, Mike, do you have the audio of her describing his response about Doug Strample? Could you please pull that up for me? The way she describes the conversation. And again, I understand that maybe it's crazy to try to think about things before going nuts. She describes a conversation where John Engler sounds like, I want to choose my words really carefully. Engler sounds like the most arrogant, aloof, tone-deaf, insensitive, ignoramus when discussing Strample, the situation at large. Take a listen to her account And again, I ask you, if it went down this way, it's outer space bad by Engler. Just listen to her account of a conversation about College of Osteopathic Medicine and then the former dean who has been charged. Take a listen.
Then President Engler started saying how sad it was that hundreds of good osteopathic doctors at MSU are being judged by one bad doctor. My mom interrupted and said, well, what about former Dean Strample? Wasn't he just arrested? President Engler rolled his eyes and attempted to fluff it off and said, oh, that was no big deal. It was only just a slap on the butt. My mom and I were both so shocked and my jaw dropped. I said, just a slap on the butt? Larry did that to me too, and look how that turned out.
I mean, honestly, think this over for a minute. And again, it doesn't mean it's not true. But when I hear this, you are meeting with a Nassar survivor, someone who is suing you, okay? And justifiably so, I may remind you. You have that young lady's parent in the room. You have an MSU spokesperson, and I don't know who else was in the room. I haven't been able to ascertain that yet. Do you mean to tell me your response to a disgraced dean and someone who empowered Larry Nassar is to roll your eyes and then dismiss what he actually did? Is it wrong? I find that absolutely incredible. That it gives me pause because of just how damning it would be if that were the case. Let me throw the number out. 248-539-9797. It's just stunning. And again, I have no problem. You know, Doug and Scott, I know Gator, who is an alum, he wants Engler gone this afternoon. Maybe I'm just shell-shocked still and processing the actual level, the gravity of these statements, and I'm going, all right, wait, I got to pause for a second here because it's almost so incredible. I have to stop and believe and go, wait a second, before I just believe every word of it. Because it is so outrageous and offensive. I'd love to talk about it. But if you want to go down the road and you want everybody burned at the stake, I get that too. I'm trying to process this on the fly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.